May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in today's Gospel reading, taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the second time, makes a prophecy of his crucifixion and resurrection. So he speaks to his disciples about his approaching crucifixion and resurrection. Jesus and his disciples were on a journey. They were leaving Galilee and going to Capernaum. And so on the way, our Lord Jesus Christ was instructing them about these events. He wanted them to understand very well the meaning and importance of these events. But St. Mark tells us that the apostles did not understand what he was talking about. And instead, they began to argue, discuss about something else. What were they discussing about? We'll see. When they got to Capernaum, in the house, Jesus asked them what they were arguing about. And they remained silent. They did not respond to him because they were ashamed. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Last week, we heard our Lord rebuking St. Peter. Now, first of all, our Lord asked them, "Who do people say I am?" And Peter replied, on behalf of all the apostles, "You are the Christ." Then our Lord spoke about his passion and death, and Peter rebuked our Lord, saying, "Don't talk about these things." And Jesus replied to him, "Get behind me, Satan." Now, Peter replied because he was chosen to represent the apostles. Now, today we see them arguing amongst themselves. Who was the greatest? Who is the greatest of all the apostles? And so they were ashamed. So when Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about?" they were ashamed to give him a reply. So we have, on one hand, Jesus talking about his passion, his suffering on the cross, and his death. Then on the other hand, we have the disciples who are supposed to learn from him, who are supposed to imitate his way of life. Instead, they are talking about glory and greatness. And our Lord Jesus Christ uses this opportunity to teach them and to teach us also, who are listening today, a very important lesson about discipleship, about following Christ. And it is this: greatness in the eyes of God is measured by humility and service to others. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. This kind of language, we don't find it amongst many today. We don't talk of humility, of service to others. You don't have that kind of language today. Everybody is only motivated by what we might call a self-seeking ambition, or maybe a selfish ambition. Many only want to further their own interests. And they do this even if it means that they have to be unfair to others. But for the disciple of Christ, for the Christian, there is no place for self-seeking ambition. There is no place for selfish ambition. The second reading of today, taken from the letter of St. James, warns us against jealousy and ambition. St. James writes, "Wherever you find jealousy and ambition, you find disharmony and wicked things of every kind being done." And this is exactly what happens in the world today, wherever we find ourselves in society today. Because of jealousy and selfish ambition, people are ready to commit all sorts of injustice and evil. But this can also happen to us, in the church community, in the parish community. People being envious of one another, people using the church to further their own interests and ambitions. So it happens on two levels, you know, amongst us Christians. First of all, materially, there are those who use the church to further their own ambitions and glory. They are not in the church to serve Christ and his flock. Instead, they are here to serve themselves. So we have persons probably who become priests so that one day they could become bishops or cardinals, that they can rise, you know, in the ranks. Or you have people in the parish community who want to take all the positions of responsibility so that, you know, they will be at the center of everything. People will come and talk to them anytime they need something. They will be the ones people will be referred to. They want to have control of everything. You know, people use the church to further their own interests. They are not interested in serving Christ and his flock. It can also happen spiritually, and this is when we are jealous, when we are envious of the spiritual graces God gives to others. It's possible to feel envy of another because that other person possesses a certain spiritual gift that we do not have. For example, the person is good at, I don't know, explaining scripture, is good at praying with very nice words to our Lord. When the person prays, your heart melts, you know, things like that. Or the person is very knowledgeable in the ways of spiritual life, is able to give good spiritual advice. Or the person practices a lot of Christian virtues. No, the person is a model to other Christians in the community. And when one sees that person, a jealous person will feel envy towards that person, will feel hatred towards the person. So envy is described as an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another person's superior quality, achievement, or possession, and desires or wishes to possess that quality, or maybe desires that the other person lacks that quality. A philosopher, a British philosopher, said that envy is one of the most potent causes of unhappiness. Envy is one of the reasons, you know, why many people are unhappy today. And not only that, not only does envy render the envious person unhappy, envy also pushes the person to wish evil or misfortune on others. Just as we read in the second reading, wherever you find jealousy and ambition, you find disharmony and wicked things of every sort being done. A person who is filled with envy, you know, desires evil for the other person, even arrives at the point of hatred towards the other person. So we understand very much then what happens if our actions are motivated by self-ambition and envy. What happens? Chaos and every form of injustice, every form of evil. And Jesus warned his disciples, and today he warns us against these two vices. Instead, we as Christians, we must be servants of one another. We must become simple like little children. We are not in the church to lord it over others. Instead, we should give thanks to God always for his blessings, for his good gifts to all his children. This applies to our dealings with others outside. When we see someone who has a talent we don't have, who has a quality we do not have, who is blessed in a way that we are not blessed, instead of feeling envy towards that person, we should give thanks to God, you know, for his blessings to that person, and pray that God will also bless us in the same way. No? So thank God for his gifts and pray that God will also bless you. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to teach us, you know, how to be humble servants, you know, good disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, without any motives of self-seeking ambition or without any envy in us. Today, the Franciscans celebrate the feast of Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, a very humble saint whom God blessed, you know, in stupendous ways. Even though he carried the stigmata, the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ for 50 years, now initially he begged our Lord to take those wounds away because he said he wasn't worthy to bear, you know, those marks. But our Lord gave them to him and entrusted to him, you know, the spiritual well-being of many souls. Let us be inspired by his example of humility and charitable service to others. May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.